To begin a sitting with our eyes open, allowing the sense of the room, the colors, circle of people, especially if you're new in the space, or if your inner world in some way feels stirred up, if it's been a stressful time, if there's been some unrest in your heart, in your mind, starting with eyes open and just letting your eyes go where they want around the space. Not really guiding them, but allowing your body through the eyes to see where you are. As we do that, our eyes pause. They take these little pauses connecting with things. I notice a little wrinkle in the curtain or a carving on the shelf or the tone of the light somewhere. Just noticing these little places where the eyes rest. This is part of a practice called orientation. One of the foundations for presence, for arriving, for coming out of the swirls of the anxious mind. And as you find your eyes curious about some object or some little detail of light or color or shape, letting the eyes rest there just for a few moments, and noticing what draws you about it. I'm just getting curious about this physical world we inhabit. Through this one detail that stands out to me in this moment. Often as we do this, there's a wave of softening or relaxing through the body as we come out of the mind of anxiety and into the world. Often our eyes find something that feels good. A patch of light or an appealing color. Or an object that somehow when we see it resonates back through our body. Usually in ways we don't even notice. As you begin to settle through this practice of allowing the eyes to receive the space around us, noticing the tiny shifts toward ease that may be available here, and allowing your attention to gently wash back into your body. And first, just into the posture of sitting. A sweet and easy way to do this is to allow our attention to just wash down through the body, inviting the face to relax around the eyes and the jaw, inviting neck and shoulders to relax, to drop, to fall open without pulling or trying to accomplish a shape in the body, but just responding to a few moments of letting go. The shoulders can settle. And allowing our attention to just, like water, flow down through the body, through the chest, and diaphragm and belly, the bowl of the hips and the foundation of the legs and into the floor. And the sense of the lower body, rooted and solid. And if it feels good at this point to allow the eyes to close, or at any point the eyes feel like closing, letting them close. If it feels more present or easeful for the eyes to stay open, then letting them stay open and just resting in a soft focus, maybe a little bit downward. So we come gently toward the experience of the body. And as we do, as we feel our body in the sitting posture, feeling also for the vibration or hum of our state right now. If we've been in an easeful or sweet, pleasurable place these last minutes or hours or days. And we might feel that the gentle or bright energy that we call feeling good. If we've been in a stressful or anxious or difficult place these last minutes or hours or days, we'll also feel an energy in the body that might be what we would call painful. It also might just be a kind of charge or vibration, a kind of electricity or hum that we don't like. And if that's what we find as we bring the energy into the body, it can be helpful to have the attention half connected with the body and half with the eyes open and the sense of the room. We hold the body with its charge and challenge without falling into it like a well of pain. Our practice can begin this way. As we settle into the body, if we find the body in any kind of distress, our practice is to stay grounded in the room and not fall inward. And in doing that, allow the energy of the body to settle slowly, as it will. We find our energy more settled, or as we find our energy more settled, attention can draw inward more. And the invitation is for attention to draw fully into the body when what we are drawing into is pleasurable or easeful. And then it's the pleasure or the ease that draws us further and becomes the foundation for stillness. And as we deepen in any amount of ease or shift toward ease in the body. You can allow the experience of breathing to become foreground. And just rest with the rising and falling breath, delighting in the breath. When the mind wanders and we notice it wandering, the breath reappears. We just begin again connecting with breathing. If the mind wanders a lot, often there's a charge, some difficulty in the body. And again, we can just open the eyes, resettle into the space. Let go of the inner spin and start again. We'll sit in this way together, finding the pathway toward ease and the soft joy of the body at rest.